Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The left fielder, Paul Dade. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting sixth. The DH, Larvell Blanks. Batting seventh. The right fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Alfitz Morris. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, John Scott. Batting second. The shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Woods. Batting sixth. The DH, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Doug Ault. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jeff Bird. And now, play ball. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade strikes out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larvell Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Blanks reaches second base with a double. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein takes first base on ball four. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse takes first base on ball four. Blanks moves to third. Lowenstein moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fairley moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader bunts in front of the plate. Fosse fields it and throws to first for the out. Fairley moves to third. Woods moves to second. One out. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fairley scores. Woods moves to third. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woods scores. Ault moves to second. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ault scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-1 in the game. Date hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Blanks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ault settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fairley moves to third. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-0 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fairley scores. Woods moves to second. It's 3-0, Blue Jays. Pat Dobson now pitching. Sam Ewing pinch runs for Al Woods. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ault hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ewing moves to third. Rader moves to second. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Ewing scores. Rader moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, Blue Jays. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Ewing now playing left field. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fosse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. Fosse moves to second. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fosse moves to third. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-2 in the game. Date hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Scott. Date reaches second base with a double. Fosse scores. It's 4-1, Blue Jays. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Date scores. It's 4-2, Blue Jays. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Norris moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Blanks takes first base on ball 4. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Blanks moves to second. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fosse strikes out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blanks scores. Lowenstein moves to second. It's 4-3, Blue Jays. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Date hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Lowenstein trying to get to home. Ewing throws the ball into Ashby, who tags Lowenstein, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Kuiper moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ault strikes out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rader moves to second. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-2 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dobson. Rader scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Blue Jays. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Norris moves to second. Mike Willis now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell bunts towards the mound. Willis fields it and throws to first for the out. Norris moves to third. Thornton moves to second. One out. Larville Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it and throws to third for the out. Norris scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 5-4, Blue Jays. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Ewing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Howell hits a fly ball into left field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 0-for-1 in the game. Ewing hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fosse strikes out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. Duffy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 5, Blue Jays, 5. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dade takes first base on ball 4. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rader hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ault hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ashby hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 5. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Ewing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Blanks hits a fly ball into left field. Ewing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Melton pinch hits for John Lowenstein. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Ewing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Johnny Grubb now playing left field. Paul Dade now playing right field. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-4 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fosse hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Scott. Duffy reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a line drive towards third. Howell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dade hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howell for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 0-for-2 in the game. Ewing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Norris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Norris moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bell is walked intentionally. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blanks takes first base on ball 4. Norris moves to third. Bell moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb strikes out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fosse hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fairley who is chasing the ball. Fosse reaches third base with a triple. Norris scores. Bell scores. Blanks goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Duffy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Blue Jays 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy misplays the ball. That's an error on Duffy. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ault hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Ault reaches second base with a double. There goes Rader trying to get to home. Grubb throws the ball into Duffy, who relays the ball to Fossey, who tags Rader, who came all the way from first, for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ashby takes first base on ball 4. Jim Kern now pitching. Ernie Witt pinch hits for Dave McKay. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt strikes out. Two outs. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-5 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Toronto Blue Jays, 5. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.